Our next talk is going to be on the process of product development in mechanical engineering using open source software. With us is Alexander Sadowski. He is going to give us an overview of his experience and some tips and techniques for those of us who develop open source hardware and open hardware mechanically in open source software. Please give a warm welcome to Alexander.
Yeah, thank you very much for the introduction. You pretty much nailed the nail on its head with that. Today I will show you how you can become a machine manufacturer using mostly open source software. Some are free, but not open source, but it's, we will see. So this is mainly, let me first introduce myself. Why is this talk even happening? So I was always very passionate about becoming a machine manufacturer, and that's why I started mechanical engineering in Germany. But what I have learned is that in university, they usually don't teach you how to become a machine manufacturer, so I had to learn a lot of stuff on my own. While I was a student, I started developing a 3D printer with a heat chamber. This was like 2015, so this is like nearly 10 years ago. But when my CATIA V5 license expired, I wasn't able to open any of my files anymore. And that's when I learned about FreeCAD. And I started building my own products. And for example, a work holding fixture used for CNC milling machine, which I actually sold a couple pieces of. But when one of my clients asked me about patents and product safety and stuff like that, I got so scared away that I immediately stopped selling the product. And I had to go back to the drawing board and think about, okay, what about these topics? I need to learn more about those. And I started working at a major German machine manufacturer, which is called Grope. They have like turnover of 2 billion euros. They are very huge. They do production lines for electric motors and stuff. And after there, I learned everything I needed to know. It was kind of an opportunity which presented itself, and it was a little bit of luck that I actually learned stuff that I wanted to learn there. And right now, I'm helping others become machine manufacturers, and that's why I created this guide. This is obviously not a guide that you can just read. This is just a presentation, but hopefully you can learn something, and if you will have questions after the talk, you can always ask me. So who is this for? It's for manufacturing startups, which usually struggle with finances, and by using open source software, they can lower their financial risk a lot. Also, throughout this guide, they will learn how to deal with patents and product safety. This is also for established machine manufacturers, which I already, with my company, work together with. And they don't use open source software throughout the whole product development cycle, but they can still implement open source software at individual steps. And also, this is for the FreeCAD community, which I'm mostly active in, to showcase FreeCAD in context with other software so that people can actually understand what goes into FreeCAD and what goes out of it. So I'm very excited to show you how this all works. Here's just a quick overview. We will be first taking a look at requirements, then we will be taking a look at patents, at determining what product concept to choose, at preliminary design, detailed design, and the product lifecycle management. So